worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God as we look to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then looking in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, we thank you for your word, the power that rests in your word, the grace that rests upon your word. Thank you for the eternal life that rests in your word. And thank you for the many ways your word blesses us, molds us, shapes us, and empowers us to be what you've called us to be. Father, with every passing day, more and more, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word. And help us to be wise enough to fill our hearts and our lives with your word and to walk in its power, wisdom, and grace each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we are thankful that we can rejoice in you always, that we don't have to wait for the circumstances to be just right in our eyes. But Father, in every situation, we can rejoice in you. We can look past the things going on in our lives and rejoice in you today. We love you. We praise you. We lift high your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're continuing to remind you that National Truth for Youth Bible Week is continuing, and we're seeing many, many people respond. And if you haven't already, we certainly hope that you will, that you'll involve your teen in this very important project. We're encouraging you to help us give away lots and lots of free Bibles to young people across America and help us to help get the Word of God into our public schools. Help us reach a generation of young people and get God's Word back into school as we help to dispel the darkness with the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ through the distribution of the popular Truth for Youth New Testament Bible to teens across our nation. Keep in mind, American Family Radio and Revival Fires are partnering together to help provide the only hope for our teens and the only hope for the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. So keep in mind, the way the project works is Revival Fires International is giving one free Truth for Youth Bible to every student between the ages of 13 to 18, who will commit to passing it along to a friend this school year. Remember, the Truth for Youth Bible consists of the whole New Testament and some full color comics that present the gospel and important moral truths that are being seen and at work in our culture today. And keep in mind, the over 1 million Truth for Youth Bible has already been given away. And over the past 20 years, again, there have been over 1 million given away. Thousands of young people have received Christ, more than 25,000 over the last 20 years. And our goal this year is to help get no less than 60,000 Bibles into the hands of teens through this project this year. Remember, parents, you can order the Bible on behalf of your son or daughter, or the teens can call to get one as well. To get the Bible to order, you can go online to truthforyouth.com. Order online anytime during this week. Again, truthforyouth.com is where you go online to order, or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Call this number, 1-800-733-4737. Again, that's 1-800-733-4737 between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Central. Hope you'll take the time to do that. Those two ways to order, and we're encouraging you to really take it upon yourself to get involved. Now, keep in mind, if you don't happen to have a teen in your home, but maybe you know a teen, maybe you know the family of a teen, and you can contact them and tell them about it. Hope that you'll do it, because remember this, it's so important that the church is passionately involved in carrying out the work God has clearly and faithfully called us to carry out, the work of the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world, the work of the great commission. We're called to go into all the world and make disciples. And of course, the Truth for Youth Bible is a wonderful tool, both to be used for the purposes of evangelism and discipleship as well. So please, if you don't happen to have a teen in your home, contact one or more families that you know and encourage them to get involved. Again, just write the number down. Again, the number 1-800-733-4737. Again, 1-800-733-4737. They're to call between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Remember, tomorrow's the last day, so please do contact them right away and encourage them to get involved. To go online to order, go to truthforyouth.com. Again, truthforyouth.com. Order online. And it's such a good thing to help youth to get involved with the great work of evangelism and discipleship. To be really honest, too often we've not really sought to put our youth to work in the church. Well, this is a great way to encourage them to be ambassadors for the kingdom of God, to order a Truth for Youth Bible, and for them to pray about who the Lord would have them to give it to, and them giving it out. Many a young people have gotten saved because a young person brought and gave them a Truth for Youth New Testament. Don't underestimate how the Holy Spirit will use young people in this wonderful project. So one final time, once again for now, to go online to order the Truth for Youth Bible, go to truthforyouth.com. Order anytime, day or night, online, truthforyouth.com, to order the Truth for Youth Bible. Or you can call between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., 1-800-733-4737. Hope that you will get involved. Father, thank you for every believer listening. Thank you for the opportunity to be involved with a very important and a powerful project like this one. Father, anoint this project with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Bless it indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. Use it mightily for your glory in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that we're just believing, Lord, that millions of young people will come to know Christ through this project. Bless it to be so. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking specifically at the topic, the sword of the Spirit, spiritual warfare and courage. Again, the sword of the Spirit, spiritual warfare and courage. And as we started out, I read Psalm 1 and then read Ephesians 6 verses 10 through 20. You know, Psalm 1, of course, obviously the first psalm in the book of Psalms, but also note, God uses Psalm 1 to introduce the whole book of Psalms to us. And powerful to think that God uses this particular psalm to introduce the whole book of Psalms, all 150 Psalms. And this book focuses on the believer, the follower of Christ, who is a student of the Word of God. I'm going to read this psalm again. And notice the emphasis God puts upon us being diligent, dedicated students of God's Word, and the fruit that comes from being dedicated, diligent students of Scripture. Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1 once again. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Again, six short verses found in Psalm 1, but a powerful psalm that reminds us about the importance of being a student of Scripture, one who delights in the Word of God, and who meditates in God's Word day and night. You know, a very important truth I want to lay before every single listener today is that in all of life, one of the single most critically important habits in our lives is that of being a student of Scripture, a believer that reads and meditates on God's Word consistently, every day spending time with God one-on-one. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, you're basically sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him as He speaks words of wisdom, power, grace, and blessing into your life. We all need that. And I don't believe I have the ability to overemphasize how important it is that spending time in the Word of God is for every single believer. We live in a busy world. People have lots of things on their plate, lots of things to do in the course of a 24-hour day. We're busy. We're often running here, there, and yonder. Yet, how important it is that we make time to spend that one-on-one time with your appointment with Jesus Christ, because that's what it is when you're opening His Word and spending that time reading. It's a one-on-one appointment with Jesus. Jesus will speak words of wisdom, grace, and direction to give you counsel for today, wisdom for the day, encouragement and power and grace for the day, all that flows into your mind and your heart as you spend time in the Word. So don't make the sad mistake of being one of the people that say, I'm too busy to read my Bible. What a tragic thing to say. And remember, you don't have to say it with your words. Our actions say it if we don't make time for God's Word. Remember in Ephesians 6, it talks about spiritual warfare, Ephesians 6, 10 to 20. And amongst other things, of course, it refers to the Word of God as being the sword of the Spirit. That's exactly what God's Word is. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's our chief weapon in life. As believers, it's important that we become highly skilled in putting the Word of God to work. Why? Because the Word of God, remember, is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And as we learn to put the Word of God to work for us, did you know that what we're doing is we're allowing God to fight our battles? And remember this, God knows how to win every single battle, every conflict, every interaction with the kingdom of darkness. So putting the Word to work is so important. Let us be wise enough to put it to work every day. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace and wisdom to be wise enough to utilize your Word in all circumstances, in every battle, in every situation that we find ourselves walking through. Help us to recognize, Lord, that the world is a dangerous place. It's a brutal place. It's a place where conflict and spiritual warfare is taking place everywhere. Help us to be wise enough to put your powerful Word to work daily, not only as we read the Word of God, but as we read it and hear it and believe it and speak it and pray it and obey it and meditate on it. Help us to know that all seven ways are wonderful and important and wise ways to put your powerful Word to work in our lives. With every passing day, help us to become more skillful swordsmen as we use the sword of the Spirit to battle the enemy and defeat him every time. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as today we're looking at the topic, the sword of the Spirit, spiritual warfare, and courage. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight.
Music of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic, the sword of the Spirit, spiritual warfare and courage, and how important it is that we as believers recognize that God has given us the weaponry, the spiritual armor that we need to know how to walk and walk in victory absolutely every day of our lives. But it's up to us to take what he's made available and put it to work in our lives. Remember, your chief weapon in life is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's Word says in Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And when you have time, you're wise to read all the way through Psalm 119. Now, we're not going to take time today to do that, but it's a powerful psalm. It's the longest psalm in the Word of God. But basically, at least every other line alludes to the Word of God in some way or another. And one of the many messages of Psalm 119 is that God's Word is a powerful weapon, the most powerful weapon in life, and we're wise to utilize it diligently, faithfully, and thoroughly every day of our lives. And remember, the Word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is the Word of God, and when you're putting the Word of God to work in your life, you're allowing God to fight your battles for you. And God knows how to fight battles and win them. So we have our part to play. And remember this, when you do your part, you don't have to ever have to worry about whether or not God is going to do his part. Put his word to work in your life each and every day. In the book of Joshua chapter 1, it's a powerful chapter. This is a chapter you should read often because, amongst other things, it's a chapter that reminds you of the importance of courageously following the Lord. You know, we live in a world where the devil will try to attack you every day in many ways, and one of his attacks is to discourage your faith, to get you to be timid, to be fearful, to be afraid. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. It's important that you know that we're called to function courageously and boldly every day in our obedience to God. If the devil can break down or trip you up when it comes to being courageous and bold in your faith, he's dealt you a heavy blow. It's important to understand this. Fear is one of his key tools and weapons in life to shut down and stop the life of a believer. Don't function in fear. Don't live in fear. Notice the wisdom that God gives to us. He gave it to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, but God wasn't only talking to Joshua. He was talking to all the rest of us when he spoke these words of wisdom and power. Joshua 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I'm going to read verse 9 one more time. Listen to the wisdom there. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Again, the first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1, I would challenge and encourage every single listener, read Joshua 1 often. Read it often and meditate on it, because God has wisdom for every one of us. And amongst other things, he's calling us to be boldly obedient to his word. Why is that important? Because too often, out of fear and timidity, believers just don't obey. Too often we hear voices from the devil and the kingdom of darkness that say things like, you can't do that. You're not strong enough. You're not wise enough. That's too big a task for you. Who are you to think you can accomplish that? Those are the voices of the enemy. But notice what God says to us. He speaks boldly to Joshua and boldly to us about what he calls us to do in life. Notice what verse 3 says. It says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. What a bold statement, but who in the world can be bolder than God? God said it, but now, sadly, the enemy will come against us and say, you know that's not true for you. You can't do that. You can't function that way. And too often, too many people who say they love the Lord will listen more to the voice of the devil than the voice of God. Notice what verse 9 says. God asks a question in verse 9. He says, have I not commanded you? In other words, didn't I command you to do this? So in other words, if he's commanding us to do it, who am I to say, God, I can't do that? So we're wise. We're always wise to agree with God and say, God, with your help, I'm going to do it. With your help, I'm going to obey you. With your help, I'm going to accomplish all you've called me to accomplish. That's a wise approach and a wise perspective. On the other hand, you don't want to be amongst those that will say, well, Lord, I know that's what you wanted me to do, but I just can't do it. I'm just not smart enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not wise enough. But how important is it that we remember we're called to do the work of God in his power, in his wisdom, in his spirit, in his grace. How can we fail if we simply trust our mighty Heavenly Father? Lord, help us to be believers that recognize, Lord, that you don't call us to operate in our own wisdom. You call us to operate in your wisdom and in the wisdom of your word. You don't call us to operate in our own strength. You call us to operate in your strength. You don't call us to operate in our own abilities. You call us to operate in the power of the ability of your Holy Spirit, who is invincible. Help us to remember who we are in you, and that you've called us, you've commissioned us, and you wouldn't command us to do something that we couldn't do. You simply command us to do things we can only do in your power, in your wisdom, in your might. Help us to be a people committed to being an obedient people who say, yes, Lord, with your help, I'm going to do all you've called me to do. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, Joshua chapter 1, powerful chapter and an important chapter. It's important that we learn, read and meditate on it often. I'm going to read those 9 verses one more time and listen. Remember this, read it and listen to it as if God himself is talking to you, because he is. This is the word of God to every one of us today. Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now I want you to look back at verse 8, and remember this. Remember, the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and God wants us to learn to use his word skillfully and wisely, because our key and chief weapon in life is the word of God. I've shared before at least 7 ways we can use God's word every day are: we can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. Those are 7 different ways to use the word of God. They're all related, but they're not quite the same thing. You know, you can read the word of God, but not choose to believe it. You can hear the word of God, but not choose to speak it or to pray it. All of them are fruitful and wise ways for us to use God's word every single day. Notice in verse 8 alone, the different ways we're commanded to use the word of God. Look at verse 8, Joshua 1, verse 8. Listen to the different ways it speaks of using God's word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now again, I want you to listen as we kind of break down how God is telling us in verse 8 to use his word. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. What does that mean? You speak the word of God, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Not only do you speak the word of God, you're to meditate on the word of God as well. What else does it say? That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. To observe to do, that's to hear the word of God and to obey the word of God. So this one verse alludes to at least four ways to use the word of God, to speak the word of God, but not only to speak the word of God, to meditate on the word of God, but also to hear the word of God and obey the word of God. Obeying, speaking, praying, meditating on the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, putting the sword of the Spirit to work is so important. Because remember, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, is Jesus. We're allowing Jesus to fight our battles for us. He knows how to fight and win. Our job is to put the word to work in our lives the way God tells us to. Every day, we're wise to speak the promises of God over our lives, confidently knowing that God's word is true, and standing on those truths, praying the word of God as well. You know, on a pretty regular basis, we've alluded to praying Psalm 91. Now, if you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, I would encourage you this day, today, start to pray it absolutely every day over yourself and over your family. Why? Because no one can protect you like God can. And remember, when you pray the word of God, you're putting the sword of the Spirit to work for you. Remember, the sword of the Spirit is Jesus, and Jesus is the sword of the Spirit. Jesus knows how to fight your battles and win. Pray Psalm 91 every single day. We're coming up on a break in a few moments, but after the break, we're going to take time to pray through Psalm 91. I'm encouraging you to pray it daily. And when you pray it with the full expectation that God is going to hear and answer every petition found within this prayer. Remember, Psalm 91 is a psalm with 16 verses in it. But keep in mind, every verse has wisdom, grace, and insight to help you in your walk with the Lord. It's important that we're understanding that you're to pray with expectation. Don't just pray hoping God is going to hear. Pray fully expecting that God will hear and answer every petition that you pray each day as you pray and stand on the wisdom of Psalm 91. We're called to be hearers and doers of God's word. We're called to hear God's word and stand on God's word as well. So all 16 verses are powerful. They're full of wisdom and grace of Psalm 91. I would encourage you to pray it every single day. Father, thank you for every believer listening. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace to be wise enough to pray Psalm 91 and pray the word of God in many other areas of our lives as well, knowing that it's a powerful way to utilize your precious word. Help us to be wise enough to use it that way, to pray it that way, and to pray with confidence and with bold expectation that you're going to hear and answer every single petition. Thank you for the opportunity to pray your word. Father, help us to be wise enough not only to pray your word daily, but help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to pray your word daily as well. Help us to train them, encourage them, reward them as they memorize your word and learn how to pray your word and learn how to put the word of God to work. Lord, help us just to know that that's wise Christian parenting, teaching and training our children to be skillful prayer warriors. We thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking today at the topic, the sword of the spirit, spiritual warfare and courage. We'll be right back.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so.
The music of Rich Mullins, Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, the sword of the spirit, spiritual warfare and courage. Again, the sword of the spirit, spiritual warfare and courage. And we're encouraging every single believer, as we said on the other side of the break. If you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, I would encourage you to start today, this day, because it's a powerful weapon. And as we pray it with expectation that God will hear and answer every petition within this prayer, you are a wise warrior to do just that. Again, to get a copy, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And we'll be glad to send you a copy. Start praying it over yourself and over your family every single day. We live in a dangerous, crazy world. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and no one can protect our health and every other part of our life as well like the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the sword of the Spirit. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2 tell us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust." Again, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. You know, in this perilous world we live in, with perils like diseases, the flu, the coronavirus, and many other tragic diseases, lots and lots of people are very afraid. They're fearful in so many ways. And in a world where inner cities and many other communities are simply just dangerous places to live, with drug trafficking, human trafficking, muggings, murders, physical and sexual abuse, etc., where can people go to be really, really safe? Well, keep in mind 2 Timothy verse 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." And certainly we're living in perilous times. But in a world where people have been shot in workplaces, schools, churches, stadiums, and other places, can we find anywhere that's safe and secure anywhere in all the world? Is there any way to be protected from the dangers and perils we see in a world around us? Well, by the grace of God, yes, there is. Actually, there's a secret place in God. Actually, God and His Word did provide us with the powerful weapon for divine protection. And of course, that weapon is found in the wisdom of Psalm 91. And this weapon is found in the Word, and it's a weapon that we're wise to put to work every single day. If believers are wise enough to pray Psalm 91 every single day and speak the promises of Psalm 91 over you and your family every day, as we put this powerful psalm to work, God can protect us from all the ills, all the dangers of this world. Our job is to simply put our faith and trust in Him. That secret place is in the Lord. Let's take time now to pray Psalm 91. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, "You are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in You do we trust. Surely You deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. You cover us with Your feathers, and under Your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For You give Your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon You, therefore You deliver us. You set us on high because we have known Your name. We call upon You and You answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us Your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen." Again, praying Psalm 91. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of that psalm, please email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. We will be glad to send you a copy. And we're encouraging you to pray it over yourself and over your family every day. But also be sure and forward it to family and friends and fellow church members and co-workers, and make copies to distribute far and wide. Because remember, the world is a dangerous place today. But we serve a God that's bigger than every problem, every trial, any disease out there, coronavirus, anything else. God's bigger than all that, mightier than all of that. And He can protect us from all these perils. But our job is to put our faith and trust in Him. Remember, He's El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. I'm going to briefly take a few moments just to read from a book by Peggy Joyce Ruth, a precious servant of the Lord who's written a number of books on Psalm 91. I would encourage you to get the book because it's a wonderful tool to help you see and learn better how to use this powerful weapon of Psalm 91. But reading from just chapter 4, a portion entitled Under His Wings, Psalm 91 verse 4 says, "He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge." When you picture a magnificent flying bird, it's actually not a chicken that comes to mind. I've never seen a chicken portrayed in flight. Many eagles, but no chickens. We quote the scripture from Isaiah 40 verse 31 that talks about being borne up on the wings of eagles, or with wings like eagles. There's a difference, however, between being on His wings and being under His wings. This promise in Psalm 91 is not elaborating on the flying wing, but on the sheltering wing. One indicates strength and accomplishment, while the other denotes protection and familiarity. When you imagine the warmth of a nest and the security of being under the wings of the nurturing love of a mother hen with chicks, it paints a vivid picture of the sheltering wing of God's protection that the psalmist refers to in this passage. Is anyone protected under the wing? Did you notice that it says, "He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge." Again, it's up to us to make that decision. We can seek refuge under His wings if we choose to. The Lord gave me a vivid picture of what it means to seek refuge under His wings. My husband Jack and I lived out in the country, and one spring our old mother hen hatched a brood of baby chickens. One afternoon, when they were scattered all over the yard, I suddenly saw the shadow of a hawk overhead. Then I noticed something that taught me a lesson I will never forget. That mother hen did not run to those little chicks and jump on top of them to try to cover them with her wings. No. Instead, she squatted down, spread out her wings, and began to cluck. And those little chickens from every direction came running to her to get under those outstretched wings. Then the hen pulled her wings down tight, tucking every little chick safely under her. To get to those babies, the hawk would have to go through the mother. When I think of those baby chicks running to their mother, I realize it is under His wings that we may seek refuge, but we have to run to Him. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. That one little word, may, is a strong word. It's up to us. All that mother hen did was cluck and expand her wings to tell her chicks where to come. These verses show the maternal hovering side to His protection. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37 says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling." Notice the contrast between God's willingness and our unwillingness. He wanting against our not willing to. He would against our would not. What an amazing analogy to show us that He offers protection that we don't accept. It's interesting that Jesus uses the correlation of maternal love to demonstrate His attachment to us. There's a certain fierceness to motherly love we cannot overlook. God is deeply committed to us, yet at the same time, we can reject His outstretched arms if we choose so. It is available, but not automatic. God does not run here and there trying to cover us. He said, I've made protection possible. You run to me. And when we do run to Him in faith, the enemy then has to go through God to get to us. What a comforting thought. Let me give you an illustration. There was a man who hijacked a car. The woman who was driving the car had been studying Psalm 91 at church, but in the trauma of the moment, she only remembered there was something about being under the protection of His wings, so she began to holler, "Feathers, feathers." The assailant was so stunned by her reaction that he stopped in his tracks, turned on his heels, and fled for his life. But as I said, this protection is not automatic. So how do we put this promise to work? Since we can't physically run to God, how do we do it? This psalm gives us a great analogy to the animal kingdom, but how can we put His promise into practice in our life? Just like this woman, we run to God with our mouth. We run to God with our hearts. We run to God with our faith and with our prayers, like those little chicks go running back to those feathers. Again, my challenge to you, pray Psalm 91 every single day. Pray it over yourself and over your family. No one can protect you like the Lord can. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of wisdom and grace to be wise enough to use a wonderful weapon like Psalm 91 and others found in Your precious word. We thank You and praise You for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Remember, at least 7 ways to use the word of God. Read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it. Well, Once again, if you're wanting to order some of the Truth for Youth Bibles, once again, I want to encourage you to call the 800 number, 1-800-733-4737, for your teen to order a Truth for Youth Bible to give away at your school, or go online to truthforyouth.com to order anytime. In the last few moments of the broadcast, as usual, if there's someone listening who's never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved. Today is a wonderful day to commit your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to be saved, you want to give your life to the Lord today, simply pray this prayer with me if you would. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving me so very much that You came into this world. You lived, You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, You rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I have sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done, and I turn from it. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me all that you want me to be. In the Bible, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my entire life for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please email us and let us know that you prayed that prayer today as a salvation prayer or a rededication prayer. We do want to share with you some materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Or if you're simply wanting some spiritual growth materials, again, email us at jparker@afa.net. We will be glad to share them with you. And when you get them, hope that you'll use them and also share them with others that they too can grow and you can help and encourage them in their growth as well. And one more time again, if you haven't gotten involved with the National Truth for Youth Bible Week this week or encouraged your teen or someone who you know has teens to get involved, two ways to order the free Truth for Youth Bibles. Visit online at truthforyouth.com to order online. Again, truthforyouth.com. Or you can call 1-800-733-4737. Again, 1-800-733-4737 to order your Truth for Youth Bible between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Hope that you will call. Well, thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.